Welcome to the Pitcot Podcast. I am your host, Annabelle Pitcot, and sitting across the table today is our resident safety and design expert, Bill Pitcot.
It is so great to be here.
Really excited for this deep dive.
So today's mission is just incredible. We are unpacking this massive life-changing system that is basically hiding right in plain sight.
Oh, absolutely in plain sight.
Right. We are talking about the architecture of blogging. We want to dissect exactly why, you know, the gap between thinking about a blog and actually starting one. That is where all the opportunity lives for you.
Yeah, that gap is everything.
It really is. And our framework today comes directly from Pitcot. It is an amazing breakdown called the 12 Life-Changing Benefits of Starting a Vlog Today.
Such a powerful framework.
Yeah, totally. And I want to mention right up front, this information is actually drawn from the best-selling ebooks on our ebook store.
They are absolute gold mines.
They really are. You absolutely need to visit www.pitcot.com/books to download them. Seriously, go check that out.
And hey, subscribe to our channel if you haven't. Activate the notification bell so you don't miss our new uploads. And don't forget to click on the stars below to give us a rating. We appreciate you giving us a 5-star rating to propel this podcast to help others too.
Haha, yes, please do that. All right, let us just dive right into this.
Let's do it.
So we have 12 exhaustive points from the Pitcot material, and we're looking at the long game here. But, you know, before we talk about the future, we kind of have to eliminate the two biggest roadblocks stopping you right now.
Right, the stuff stopping people today.
Exactly. And the first one isn't, well, it isn't the technical fear anymore. Like, we all know you do not need to code a site from scratch.
No, the glowing green code days are long gone.
Haha, right. It is decision fatigue, isn't it?
Yeah.
People get paralyzed choosing between WordPress, Ghost, Wix, and they just freeze before writing a single word.
It is a classic case of analysis paralysis. It's a massive bottleneck.
How do we even get past that friction?
Well, when you present the prefrontal cortex with like 50 different themes and plugins, the brain just defaults to doing nothing. It gets overwhelmed.
Oh, I totally do that. I just close the tab.
Uh-huh, exactly. But the underlying mechanics of all these modern platforms, they are essentially identical now.
They are.
Yeah. They have completely abstracted away all the database management, the HTML, you know, the alphabet soup.
Right, the alphabet soup. Huh.
Your only job is just to pick the path of least resistance. I mean, you can literally sit down on a Sunday afternoon, type out a good thought, and have it live by evening.
Wow. Just like that. Sunday afternoon to Sunday evening.
Functionally zero code. The technical barrier is gone.
It reminds me of like renting a fully furnished apartment.
Oh, that is a great analogy.
Right. Because you don't need to build the plumbing or wire the electricity. You just bring your ideas, your suitcases, and you move in.
You literally just turn on the lights.
Uh-huh. Exactly.
Hmm.
So, okay, if tech isn't the problem, it is usually perfectionism keeping those drafts hidden. Right.
Oh, the drafts folder graveyard.
Yes. People freeze up because they think every post has to be this like perfect magnum opus. They spend 6 weeks on one article.
And that is precisely where they fail. The data from Pitcot shows unequivocally that consistency beats brilliance every single time.
Wait, really? Every time?
Every time. Missing a week is fine, but missing a month is incredibly hard to recover from. It is grounded in human psychology.
How so?
Well, you have the mere exposure effect. It is a psychological phenomenon where people develop a preference for things just because they are familiar with them.
Oh, so just showing up matters.
Exactly. Showing up in their feed every Tuesday at 9 a.m. builds massive subconscious trust.
It is like working out, right?
Yeah.
Building the rhythm is the really hard part.
That is exactly it. Putting on your shoes is the hardest part of the gym. But once it becomes a habit, the results just pile up.
But let me push back a little on that. Isn't the internet already flooded with, you know, just, okay, consistent content?
That is a fair challenge, for sure.
Like, doesn't putting out a mediocre post every week hurt your brand more than one perfect piece a year?
Well, you have to understand the mechanical reality of search engines. Google assigns what is called a crawl budget to your domain.
A crawl budget? What is that?
They deploy automated scripts, right? Spiders or crawlers. If their bots visit your site and see nothing has changed for 6 months, they just stop coming back.
Oh, wow. They literally assume you abandoned it.
Exactly. The algorithm throttles inactive domains. So a solid post every week signals to the engine that your site is a living, breathing resource. You aren't aiming for mediocrity, you're aiming for reliability.
That changes the framing entirely. You are training the algorithm's crawlers to pay attention to you.
Right. You are teaching the machine that you are relevant.
Okay, so the site is live. We are training the crawlers. The next hurdle is, well, getting actual humans to find it.
The discovery engine.
Yes. Points 3 and 6 in the Pitcot outline dive really deep into SEO, search engine optimization.
Which scares a lot of people.
It does. But honestly, it seems like treating SEO as a library index instead of a billboard changes everything.
You are looking at that perfectly. For so long, marketers treated SEO like a billboard on a highway, just shouting keywords.
Keyword stuffing. Ugh, it is the worst to read.
It is terrible. But modern search algorithms use highly advanced natural language processing now.
So they actually understand context.
They understand context, synonyms, semantics. You don't need to game the system by writing like a robot anymore.
Doesn't it always feel a bit forced, though? Like trying to hit those SEO marks?
Not if you do it right. Natural conversational language actually wins now. If you write like a robot, the algorithm actually penalizes you for a bad user experience.
Oh, what a relief. So practically speaking, what does it look like to target a keyword then?
It is entirely about aligning with search intent. A keyword is just a question a real person is typing into Google at 2 a.m. because they are stuck.
Right. They just need a solution.
Exactly. So the Pitcot framework stresses that your job is to solve exactly one specific problem per post.
Just one.
Just one. Target one primary phrase, put it naturally in your title and opening paragraph, and then just write like you're explaining it to a friend.
I love that constraint. Solving one problem stops you from rambling and losing them.
It keeps it super focused.
Now, once they find that single focus post, the next challenge is keeping their curiosity so they don't just, you know, bounce away.
How do we pull them deeper, right?
Exactly. How do we trap them in our digital ecosystem?
That brings us to point 4, the architecture of internal linking.
Which is so crucial.
It really is. Think about the Pitcot source analogy here. A blog is like a small city.
Okay, a city.
The individual posts are the buildings in that city, and your internal links, those are the roads connecting them.
Wow, I love that imagery, the roads.
Right. If your blog has no links pointing to other content, it is a dead end. They read the post and leave the city.
But if you have roads, they keep exploring. It is like the Wikipedia rabbit hole.
Uh-huh, yes. The Wikipedia rabbit hole is dangerous.
You go in looking up the capital of France, and an hour later, you're reading about deep sea thermal vents.
Exactly. You want to emulate that. It keeps readers consuming 3, 4, or 5 posts in a single session.
Which sends a huge signal to Google, doesn't it?
A massive signal of value.
And the compounding magic of that over a long timeline is just staggering.
Oh, the mathematics are insane.
Which brings us to the midpoint of our deep dive. When readers are falling down your rabbit hole, the blog becomes this relentless machine.
The 24/7 traffic asset, point 5.
Yes. Emphasizing the compounding power of the content archive. It literally works while you sleep.
Or while you go on holiday. It never clocks out. A post from 18 months ago can still bring in daily traffic.
Which completely crushes social media. I mean, a tweet vanishes into the algorithm in hours.
Yeah.
But a blog post works indefinitely.
It is asynchronous leverage.
Exactly. So I really want to ask you listening right now, what topic could you write 10 short posts about this month? Because those will work for you forever.
Such a good question to ask yourself.
Absolutely. And speaking of amazing resources, I want to remind you to visit www.pitcot.com. Subscribe to our channel if you haven't, and activate the notification bell so you don't miss our new uploads. Also, press the like button and rate us if you love our show. It helps in the recommendation algorithm so others can access it too. And don't forget to click on the stars below to give us a rating.
Yes, it really helps out a lot.
All right, jumping right back into the Pitcot material.
Mm-hmm.
We have this compounding 24/7 machine. Now we need to look at keeping them hooked, right?
Human psychology and connection.
Because getting them to the site is only half the battle.
Yeah.
If they see a giant wall of text, they will bounce immediately.
Absolutely. Point 8 breaks this down. We have to pass the scan test.
The scan test.
Yeah, internet users don't read initially. They scan. They use an F pattern across the top, down the left side.
Oh, right. Looking for subheadings.
Exactly. If it is an unformatted block of text, the brain perceives high effort and looks for an exit. You have to use short paragraphs, clear subheadings, lean sentences.
It is like handholds on a rock climbing wall. If it is totally flat, You cannot climb it. You need visual handholds.
That is a perfect way to visualize it. And you close those posts with a specific call to action, like test this for 7 days and come back.
Which shifts us from a monologue to a dialogue. That is point 7, building community.
Right, because a blog is fundamentally different from a corporate brochure.
A brochure just sits there collecting digital dust.
Exactly. A blog is an active conversation. You ask genuine questions at the end of posts, and people will actually share experiences. They will even push back respectfully.
That interaction is what makes it a community.
Yeah.
But here is the part of the Pidcot strategy that feels so counterintuitive to me. Point 9.
Outbound linking.
Yes. Networking through outbound linking. The idea that giving your traffic away to someone else actually brings attention back to you.
It sounds totally backwards, I know.
It really does. The instinct is to hoard attention. Don't click away.
Right, but mentioning others, quoting studies, linking to creators you admire, it scales generosity.
How does that mechanically help you, though?
It creates a trackback or pingback on their server. You are basically sending a digital tap on their shoulder saying, I value your work.
Oh, so they see you sending them traffic.
Exactly. It bypasses cold emails. The Pidcot source suggests a really practical idea, a monthly what I've been reading post.
That is so smart, and it takes very little time to put together.
Barely any time, but the goodwill scales massively.
Wow. Okay, so we've built the community and the content. Now we are in section 5, scaling and bulletproofing the system.
We have to protect the asset.
Yes. How do we automate distribution? Point 10 covers RSS and email syndication. Because relying on people to randomly remember your URL is a losing game.
A completely losing game. You need a broadcast engine. RSS allows content aggregators to pull your posts automatically.
But email is the real powerhouse, right?
Email changes the entire power dynamic on the internet. You write once and reach hundreds automatically. You need a subscribe for free updates prompt near the header early on.
Why is an email subscriber so much more valuable than a social follower?
Ownership. With social media, you are just renting space on their feed. They can throttle your reach overnight.
And they frequently do.
All the time.
Right.
But with an email list, you own the distribution.
That ownership is everything. And part of that foundation is technical, which is point 11.
Right. A well-structured blog is a gift to both Google and your readers.
Things like load speed and mobile responsiveness. It takes, what, one solid afternoon to set up?
Literally just a solid afternoon. You compress images, organize categories. It is a one-time setup win.
But even with all that, point 12 warns against the ultimate mistake.
Relying solely on Google?
Yes. It is so dangerous. You have to have diversified traffic sources.
You cannot have a single point of failure. If an algorithm update hits, you could lose 80% of your traffic overnight.
It is like a stool with only one leg. It just collapses.
Exactly. You need to build buffers using social media, email, guest posts, YouTube, niche forums.
Imagine having 5 or 6 different channels sending fresh readers every week. You become completely bulletproof.
Absolute peace of mind.
Well, this has been an incredible deep dive into the Pidcot framework to bring it all together. The bottom line here is leverage, isn't it?
It is all about leverage. A blog is not a hobby. It is a low-cost tool to build credibility and income on your own timetable.
And you start seeing real shifts pretty fast, right?
Tangible shifts happen by month 3. You really see the momentum building.
It is just so powerful. And I want to leave you with a profound thought to kind of mull over. If you are constantly pouring your best ideas into social media platforms you do not own, you are basically just renting space. You are a digital sharecropper.
That is a harsh truth.
It is. What permanent digital real estate are you leaving behind for the next generation of learners? A blog is your sovereign land.
Build your own city.
Exactly. Thank you for listening to the Pidcot Podcast. I will leave a link in the description below. Subscribe to our channel if you haven't, and activate the notification bell so you don't miss our new uploads.